Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone. Health. The following is an article from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Corey Pelk. Study finds why night owls have a higher risk for depression than early risers. According to the World Health Organization, about 5% of the world's population lives with depression. Depression is a serious health issue which affects many people worldwide. Simon Evans, PhD, a neuroscience lecturer and researcher in the School of Psychology of the University of Surrey in the UK, told Medical News Today. Depression affects daily functioning and can impact a person's work and education. It also increases the risk of going on to develop other serious health conditions, including heart disease and stroke. So it's important for us to study ways to reduce depression. Evans is the lead author of a new study that found evidence suggesting that night owls, who prefer to stay active at night, may be at a greater risk for depression than early risers, who are awake more during daylight hours. The study was recently published in the journal PLOS-ONE. For this study, researchers collected data from 546 students ranging in ages from 17 to 28, attending the University of Surrey via an online questionnaire that asked them for information on their sleep patterns, alcohol use, mindfulness, and levels of depression and anxiety. Upon analysis, Evans and his team found that study participants with an evening chronotype, or night owls, had a notably higher risk of depression compared to those with a morning chronotype, or early risers. A person's chronotype, or preferred time of day they like to be awake or asleep, affects their body's natural circadian rhythm. A large proportion, around 50% of young adults, are night owls, and depression rates among young adults are higher than ever, Evans said. Studying the link is therefore important. Researchers believe the reason behind the heightened depression risk is that evening chronotypes reported poor sleep quality and more alcohol use, and acted with less mindfulness than those with morning chronotypes. More important is the finding that the link between chronotype and depression was fully mediated by certain aspects of mindfulness, acting with awareness in particular, sleep quality, and alcohol consumption, Evans explained. This means that these factors seem to explain why night owls report more depression symptoms. Up to 50% of young people are night owls, and our research shows that strategies to encourage higher mindfulness, such as guided meditation and mindfulness exercises, better sleep quality, and lower alcohol use, would positively benefit the mental health of these individuals, he continued. This is particularly important given the high rates of depression amongst young adults worldwide. We're planning further studies that include screen time and digital technology use to see how these factors affect the sleep and mental health of young adults, Evans added. MNT had the opportunity to speak with Richard A. Bermudez, MD, psychiatrist and chief medical officer of Brainsway, about this study, who commented it reinforces something doctors see every day in clinical practice. Sleep and mental health are deeply connected. Poor sleep can be both a symptom of depression and a contributing factor, Bermudez explained. For young adults whose brains are still developing, consistent, quality sleep is essential for emotional regulation and overall well-being. The more we learn about how sleep impacts depression risk, the better we can intervene early and prevent long-term struggles, he said. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide, and rates are rising, especially among young adults. While we have effective treatments, many individuals either don't seek help or don't respond to some of the standard treatments available. If we can identify modifiable risk factors, like sleep patterns, physical activity, or nutrition, we can help prevent depression before it starts or make existing treatments more effective. Prevention is always easier than treatment, so research in this area is essential, said Dr. Bermudez. MNT also spoke to Nathan Carroll, DO, MBA, chief psychiatry resident at Jersey Shore University Medical Center in New Jersey about this research. Carroll commented that this is an excellent study that reinforces the idea that sleep and depression are linked and addressable, specifically by targeting modifiable risk factors that may help evening-type individuals reduce depressive risk. In an always-on society, with tablets, mobile phones, streaming services, and social media, adolescents and young adults are especially driven to stay up late. Techniques such as acting with awareness and mindfulness help not only with improving sleep and depression, but also with other comorbid risk factors that may exist for the individual, said Dr. Carroll. We know that the lifelong toll of depression is severe. It can lead to lower job performance, lower lifetime earnings, worse quality of life, and even shortened lifespan. Anything we can do to help control the progression of depression at an earlier age is a step in the right direction, Carroll explained. More longitudinal studies validating this study would help build more evidence for these interventions. Additionally, I'd love to see public health campaigns targeting healthy sleep. We know that sleep is such an important factor for our health. It's worth investigating in campaigns aimed at improving sleep, he added. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.